Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Father, we welcome your presence today, O God. You are great and greatly to be praised. You are mighty God. You are holy God. We thank you that there's no arm like your arm. We extol you today, O God. We come to glorify you. We come to lift your name on high. You honor your word above your name, and so do we, O God. Be glorified, O God, in the heavens. Be glorified, O God, in the earth. Satan, we put you on notice. You have no authority here. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Let the enemy perish at your rebuke. O Lord, let the enemy flee at your rebuke, O Lord. We rebuke all the winds and the storms of the enemy that sin against our lives in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the company of the spearmen and the multitude of the bulls until they submit. Rebuke those that rush at us and let them flee away, Father God. Rebuke the devourer for our sake. Rebuke the horse and the chariot and let them fall into a deep sleep. I rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives. We rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed. We release furious rebukes upon the enemy. Let the blast of our nostrils rebuke the enemy. Rebuke the enemy with the flames of fire, O God. Let a thousand flee at our rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke every sea that would try to close upon our lives, O God. Devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we acknowledge your holy presence. You are an awesome God, a mighty King. You are mighty and great. You are mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. All power belong to you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we can serve a God that it can do anything and everything. There is no God like you, Jehovah. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are Jehovah Shabbat, the Lord of the hosts. We need peace from the chaos of our lives. We call on you, Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker. We need healing from spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. We call on you, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Your word says, why art thou cast down? All my soul, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. So today, Father God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Whatever you need today, call on God, our creator, who made the heaven and the earth. Well, good evening. This is Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We are glad you joined us today. I'm your host, Karifa Gantling, also known as Sister G. Listen, can you hear it? Can you hear it? What is your body speaking to you today? Can you hear your body speaking to you? God is concerned about your health. He's concerned about the health of his people. In his word in 3 John 2, he says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. 1 John says, I wish above all things. Now, there are other things he may want to bless you with, but the main thing is that he wants us to be healthy. With God, our God is infinite in mercy, grace, and he touches our body in spite of how we take care of it, and he allows his virtue to come forth for our healing. And that's a possibility. Nothing is impossible to our God. Here's what we should consider. What is our part in being in health, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally? Let's start with our physical body, our temple. That's where God lives, inside of us. He resides there. Do you think God wants us to put anything in our temple, our body where he lives? No. We are what we eat. If you eat unhealthy foods, you will be unhealthy. If we eat healthy foods and think healthy thoughts, we will be healthy. We have a soul, a spirit, and a body. And John says he wants us to prosper in 3 John 2. And be in health. To stay healthy in this season, we need money to be healthy, to buy the food so we can stay healthy. So, you know, when I was a child growing up, we could grow stuff in the backyard. You could still grow stuff in your backyard, but you got to buy healthy soil. The soil was healthy. It was, you know, the kind of soil that we needed during that time. It was healthy soil. It had oxygen in it. It had minerals in it. It had vitamins in it. The soil had everything that we needed to supply our needs. So today the soil is depleted of a lot of vitamins, minerals, and healthy things, oxygen that we need. So, you know, many times we got to go. At that time when I was growing up, we ate organic because the soil was healthy and all you had to do was go out there and plant your things. Your greens, your cabbages, your carrots, your potatoes, everything you wanted, green beans. It was healthy. The soil was healthy. So today, now we've got to buy organic soil and put in our garden so that we can have the oxygen supply we need, the nutrients we need, the minerals we need for our body. You know, our bodies, as I said a minute ago, is the temple of God. What we eat is what we are. If we eat unhealthy food, guess what? We're going to be unhealthy. So we got to eat healthy. Now, let's look at some scriptures on being prosperous because we need to be prosperous in this stuff. So to be prosperous, you know, like God wants us to be, we've got to be obedient. Prosperity of the righteous. Genesis 39:3 says, and his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord had made all that he did to prosper his hand. The Lord was with Joseph. This is talking about Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph, so he became successful. Joseph's master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made Joseph to prosper, and he was successful in everything. So, you know, that's how, I don't know about you, but that's how I want to be. I want to be successful in every way. Deuteronomy 29:9 says, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in all that you do. So, you know, God's word is awesome. His word has everything we need, how to stay healthy, how to be healthy, how to maintain our physical strength, how to be obedient to God, how to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, how to love each other. I mean, God's word contains everything that we need. You know, sometimes we go out and we buy books. That's good. But, you know, God's word has everything we need. All you got to do is just look it up and study, study, study. That's what God wants. He wants us to study to show ourselves approved, workmen that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, how do we do it? Study. Ask God. All right, Deuteronomy 29:9 says, faithfully obey the terms of this promise, then you will be successful in all that you do. Isn't that a great promise? He says, okay, obey all my statutes, my laws, my, you know, what I tell you to do, and then you're going to prosper. So, hey, that sounds simple. But, you know, we can't do it alone. God will help us. And we say, Father, we need help. He is our helper. He is our constant companion in the time of need. So whatever we need, we can call on him for. You know, we can't call on a dead God. We can call on him. He's alive. He's alive. We serve a live God. You know, he lives inside of us, the temple. Remember, be careful what you put on the inside because God lives in there. We don't want to put junk in our temple. 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then shall thou prosper if thou takest heed to fulfill the steps according to the Lord which he charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. Woo! God's word is awesome. His word is awesome. Then you will be successful if you carefully obey the laws and the decrees the Lord commanded Moses to give to Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. You know, some people are afraid to follow God. They say, oh, you know, if I do this, you know, the enemy going to be on. He said, be courageous. He also told Joshua that. Be courageous. You know, read Joshua 1:8. Read it at home. Let me know what it is next time we come on the air next Thursday. Joshua 1:8, it talks about being courageous and strong and how to prosper. Read it. I want to know next week. Joshua 1:8. I'm going to ask you, so be ready. Joshua 1:8, that's going to be next Thursday. Yeah, that's going to be in October. So next Thursday, don't forget. Joshua 1:8. So, Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 26:5. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Isn't that awesome? As long as we seek God, he's going to cause us to prosper. You know, God is not a man. Guess what? He don't lie. He is the essence of truth. He is truth. He's not like us. So, 2 Chronicles 26:5, he dedicated his life to serving God all the days of Zechariah, who taught him to fear God. As long as he dedicated his life to serving the Lord taught, gave him success. He prospered. As long as he, get the message, as long as he dedicated his life to the Lord. So what do we have to do? Dedicate our lives to God, the living, the true God. You know, he is a mighty God. So 2 Chronicles 31:21, and every work that he began in the service of the house of God and the law, and in commandments to seek his God, he did with all his heart and prospered. How do you do it? With all his heart. That's how God wants us to love us, love him with all of our heart. You know, wherever your heart is, that's what you're going to be running after. You know, the in Psalms, David said, you know, he thirsts for God. He hungered for God. Whatever you hunger after, that's what you're going to run after. That's what you're going to be around all the time. Whatever you're doing most of the time, that's where your love is. All right. Hezekiah incorporated Moses' teachings and commands into worship and dedicated his life to serving God. Whatever he did for the worship in God's temple, he did wholeheartedly, and he succeeded. He prospered. All right, so now We already know God wants us to prosper. He wants us to prosper. He isn't a man, like I said. Whatever he wants us to do, that's what we got to do. That's called obedience. You know, sometimes we do our own thing. We say, well, you know, if I do this, I know, you know, God's going to bless it. We can't impose our desires on God. He's the one who gives us the desires of our heart. So we got to desire what he desires. You know, just like your children. If your child is about 10 years old and they say, Mama, Daddy, I want a Mercedes. You're going to give it to him at 10 years old? No. You say, wait a minute. This is all out of order here. First, you got to do this. First, you got to grow up. Then you got to go to driver's ed school. And you know the order. That's how God is. He's a God of order. He's not going to give us anything we're not ready for. Isn't he good? That's our Father. He's good like that. He loves us so much that he's not going to do anything that will cause harm to us. He's a good God, a mighty God, an awesome God. I don't know about you, but I tell you, that's why I love him so much, because he is good. And I tell you what, he's greatly to be praised. We have to praise our God and honor him all the time. Now, you know what? He says that he wants us to prosper and be in health. So first, you know, he gives us the money to go get what we need. And then, you know, we got to eat healthy. Yeah, you know what? In Exodus 15, we're talking about health, being healthy. What's your body saying to you? Is your body telling you anything? Can you hear it? Can you hear what your body's saying? What's your body speaking to you? You know, each of our bodies speak to us. If you got pain in the area, your body's saying something to you. If you can't do some of the things you used to do, your body's speaking to you. If you said, you know, I don't feel too good today, I can't pinpoint it. What's it speaking to you? What's your body saying to you? But this is what the Word of God says in Exodus 15:26. And if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, thy God, and will do that which is right in the sight, in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee that I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Isn't that a great promise? You know, we serve an awesome God, and he is faithful to carry out his word. Exodus 15:26 was the scripture that I just read. 15:26. He said, if you will listen carefully. How? Carefully. Listen carefully. You know, sometimes, you know, when we take each other for granted. You call your friend on the phone and they're kind of halfway listening to you. They may be cooking. They may be, you know, hitting a golf ball. Whatever they're doing, their attention is divided. But, you know, God, he don't want our attention divided. He wants all of our attention. He said, listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what he considers right. Now, not just what you consider right, but do what God considers right. If you pay attention to all his commandments, listen to that. If you pay attention to all his commandments, some people say, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But I ain't going to do that. It could be written in the Word of God, and they could see it plain as day. Not me. I don't think God's going to hold it against me if I do that. He said, listen to him and do all. Pay attention first and do all that he commands and obey his laws. We got to do everything he commands. I will never make you suffer if you do everything he commands from any disease that I made the Egyptians suffer. Because I am the Lord, who am I? I am the Lord, he says. Who is he? He is the Lord who heals you. Yes, you. He don't pick and choose. People that you see get healed, it's because they obeyed all that he asked of them. And, you know, he's so merciful now. He reigns on the just and the unjust. He just loves us so much. And all he's asking us to love him. And how do we love him? By being obedient, by doing what he says. So he said, okay, you know, I want you to be in good health. I won't bring these diseases upon you, but here, you got to do your part. I'm going to do my part because I'm God, and I'm the one who's going to heal you when you follow all of my statutes, all of my laws, and do everything. Pay attention, first of all, to my commandments and obey the laws. And then guess what? I won't cause you to suffer the diseases that I had the people of old, you know, that the people of old suffered. No, this is a new way. This is a new way that I'm giving you. Well, aren't we blessed? He's given us a new way. Now, Deuteronomy 7:15 says, and the Lord will take away from thee. He's going to take away from you all sicknesses, and will put none of the diseases of Egypt, which you know is upon you, but will lay them all upon them that hate you. Oh, my God. You know, people hate us. He's going to put the disease on those who hate us and try to do evil against us. You know, the ones that hate you, he ain't going to make us suffer and put no disease on us. He's going to put them on the ones that hate us. Don't we serve a great God? So, Deuteronomy 7:15, the Lord will keep you from having all kinds of illnesses. He will not strike you with any of the terrible diseases that people experienced in Egypt. Instead, guess what he's going to do? Instead, he will strike all those that hate you. Oh, my God. We serve a good God. Oh, no. You know, he's not going to let those curses that they had in Egypt come upon us. All right, Proverbs. Now, you know, Proverbs 4:22 says, for they are life to those, what? God's word, are life to those that find them. And help to all their flesh. Oh, my God. His word is awesome. Proverbs 4:22. Now, we serve an awesome God. He's mighty. Look at what he promises. None of those diseases that they had in Egypt, all those diseases they had. If we do everything he told, first pay attention, then do whatever he told us to do, we're going to be healthy. Oh, my God. Isn't that great? Now, you know, Solomon told his son, he said, my son, Proverbs 4:20, my son, pay attention to my words. Open your ears. In other words, pay attention. Open your ears to what I say. Do not lose sight of these things. Listen and make sure you remember what I'm telling you. Keep them deep within your heart because they are life and those who find them and for those who find, they are light for those who find them, and they heal the whole body. Guard your heart more than anything else, he said, because it is the source of life, where it is the source of where your life flows from. So we got to be careful in this hour, what we're doing, what we're saying, what we're thinking. Now, Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 30:17, you know, if you haven't gotten in the habit of it, start like taking notes when I'm giving them to you. You know, write down, go back and look at the scriptures. These are some awesome scriptures. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. Wow, look at that. For they are life unto those that find them. What's life? The words that he give us is life. That's in Jeremiah 30, verse 17. I'll restore your health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. People call you an outcast. Zion, you know, no one cares for you. But anyway, he said, listen, you know, I'm going to restore your health and heal your wounds when you pay attention, when you obey me. That's what's going to happen. Isn't he an awesome God? Oh, you know I love him so much. He just makes all of his promises true in our lives. He's not a man. No, he's God, the Almighty, El Shaddai, the mighty I Am, the mighty breasted one, Jehovah Jireh, mighty provider, Jehovah, our healer, Jehovah Rapha. Listen, can you hear it? What's your body saying to you today? Do your knees hurt? What about your feet? Your feet hurt? What's your body saying to you? Is your head hurting? Do you have a headache? Let's start with our brain. And you know the brain is an awesome thing. You know that brain? God is so awesome. He thought of everything. Now, you know, he put the brain within the skull so it can be protected. So what's the brain? You know, in Webster says the brain is a portion of the vertebrae, the central nervous system enclosed in the skull and continuous with the spinal cord through a foramen that is composed of neurons and supporting nutritive structures and integrates sensory information from inside and outside the body in controlling autonomic function as heartbeat and respiration, in coordinating and directing correlated motor responses and the process of learning. Compare forebrain. Now, you know it's so many parts to the brain. You know, God is such an awesome God. He thought of everything. He knew if we had a brain, it was going to control the whole body, the whole nervous system. So, you know, the brain has about 11 parts to it. The cerebral hemisphere, the corpus callosum, ventricle, fornix, the thalamus, the pituitary gland, pons, medulla oblongata, spinal cord, the cerebellum, and the midbrain. Now, forgive me if I ain't say all those words correctly. You know, I ain't been in science in quite a while. You know, Daniel and his friends, they were skillful and knowledgeable in science. But, you know, sometimes I have to brush up on my science. So, anyway, just having a little fun. Now, like I said, God wants us to be in health. But the thing about it is, do you want to be in good health? He wants us to be in good health. But do you want to be in good health? God keeps his promises, but we got a part to do. Next week, we're going to study about Daniel and his friends and how they ate. Now, you know, we got to do our part. Are you eating healthy? You know, we can eat healthy and stay healthy, or we can eat junk food. You know, we have a temple. And God requires us to keep it healthy. There are many healthy foods that we can eat. So you know what I do? I try to, you know, sometimes I crave something that's not healthy, and I say, oh, my God, I don't want to buy that. I'll see this at the grocery store, and I say, oh, but I love it so much, I ain't going to bring it home. No, it requires discipline, self-discipline. So I said, okay, well, if I don't want to eat it, I better not bring it home. That way I won't be tempted to eat it. And I better not buy it, because if I put it in the car, you know I'm going to want to eat it. So what are some healthy foods for our body? What's the brain food? What's some brain food? Some brain food? Blueberries. Good brain food. Wild salmon. All the things that I'm naming to you is brain food. Avocados. Whole grains. Some of the whole grains is good for your body. Oatmeal. Whole grain bread. Brown rice, wheat germ, blackberries, apples, cinnamon, spinach, extra virgin olive oil, Concord grape juice. You know what? There are 11 edibles that boost brain function and enhance and improve concentration. So all those things that I read to you, they boost brain function and enhance memory and improve concentration. Now, I don't know about you, but I can remember when I was in school, and even when I taught school, sometimes some of the children, they seem so tired, even when they came to school. They didn't get a nice sleep. There are even certain foods that help you sleep better. Some of our children are tired and drained. Their brains are not functioning properly because they're eating junk all day. You know, at lunch, in the school cafeteria, some of them don't even eat breakfast. You know, we got to eat breakfast. You can't eat breakfast. You don't eat breakfast, your brain is not going to function properly. When you eat breakfast, it helps you to have the food in your brain that you eat. Now, you can't go eat. You know, like me, I used to love Doritos for breakfast. I knew better. It was junk food. I bet y'all better not try to eat Doritos for breakfast now. Children sometimes can get away, but guess what? I wasn't thinking properly. I bet you my brain wasn't functioning at full capacity eating Doritos for breakfast, just grabbing something. Grabbing a McDonald's, you know, something for breakfast, or grabbing Burger King something for breakfast, have it my way. No, I had to have it God's way. His way said he wished that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. So, you know, first of all, we got to get ourselves healthy so we can help our children get healthy. When we eat healthy, we'll teach them to eat healthy. And, you know, even when your children go to school for lunch, you know, I remember teaching school, every time my students would eat the lunch pizza, boy, you would think they had bouncing balls on the inside of them. They couldn't even concentrate no more. So certain foods that your children eat, I hear people say, oh, they so hyper. They not hyper. Certain foods they eat make them want to jump around. And the other part of it is we played every day. When we went to school, we played outside. We played in the yard at home. We played in the streets. I played here in the streets in Jacksonville. We used to play dodgeball. We used to play jump rope. We used to play all kinds of bouncing, jumping, you know, somersaults. We used to turn flips in the street, hula hoop. Those things, you know, kids are naturally have energy. Now, we have a lot of energy, too, but we have to spend it on working on our jobs or trying to make, you know, pay the bills or you know, something else we have to put our energy into, cooking a meal, in the house, you know, going to buy groceries, driving in the car. Driving takes a lot of energy because you got to watch for the other drivers and make sure you're focused. Focusing you have to have a lot of energy to focus. So if you haven't eaten healthy, you know, you're not going to be able to focus. So, you know, I'm going to say a prayer for parents because parents need, you know, to eat healthy, desire, first of all. You know, you got to desire it first. First, you got to desire to be healthy. Some people say, oh, but I just love that. Yeah, but does it love your body? Everything we love don't love our body. It's not healthy for us. So I'm going to say a prayer for parents and for our children that they will prosper and be in health. And I'm going to include myself. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just know that you're an awesome God. And you allowed us to... Oh, Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for what you've done for us, teaching us in your word. Like Job said, Father, we desire the words of your mouth more than our necessary food. Learn how to be healthy. We learn how to stay healthy. Your word says in 3 John, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father God, we need your help so that our souls can prosper, our bodies can prosper. In the name of Jesus, may it biblical. Remove every unhealthy desire from us, Father God. We leave them at your feet, every unhealthy desire. Take all those unhealthy foods from our diets, oh God. And, Father, I thank you for brain food for us, so we can even think and concentrate and meditate upon your word, as Joshua said, oh God. When we meditate upon your word, then we'll prosper and be in good success when we completely obey your word. Your word is awesome. Your word is mighty. Your word is powerful. You honor your word above your name, and so do we. And Father, I thank you today for allowing us to be in health as our soul is in health. Father God, download in us what we need in this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to desire the things that you put on the earth for us. Oh, Father God, your fruit. You provided fruit. You provided vegetables. You provided all kinds of things that we can eat. Fish in the ocean, oh God. Chickens, oh God. All kind of healthy food, oh God. Beef, oh God. In the name of Jesus, show us what's healthy and what's unhealthy, oh God. Put a check in our spirit when we desire that that's not healthy, oh God. And help us to obey and to be sensitive to your spirit, oh God. Even when we make the grocery list, oh God, let us make a grocery list with healthy foods, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us study your word, Father God, and be in health, even so, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, I thank you for our children. Father, it seems as if our children are getting weaker. They are wise, but they are weaker in their bodies, oh God. We are concerned about the health of our children. Father God, so many of them have runny noses. Not enough vitamin C in their bodies, not enough minerals, not enough vitamins from the foods that they're eating. So many of them are eating at fast food places, oh God. We bind the hand of the enemy that will come on TV to lure them to eat unhealthy food. We bind up the commercials that say, here, you should eat this, you should eat that, you should eat that. But Father, we come into your word and eat what you say eat. Those foods that's going to cause us to prosper and be in health. Those foods that's going to keep us strong and healthy. Foods that is going to keep us alert and paying attention and focused on your word. And so, Father, I thank you that our children will eat healthy breakfast because we'll provide it. I bind the hand of the enemy that wants them to, that put that desire for them to eat all the sugar, all the junk, where they run out of energy at 10 o'clock in the morning, can't even concentrate on math, reading, social studies, or the subjects that they need to concentrate on. And Father, I thank you that our children are getting enough exercise, enough water, oh God. It can't healthy water, Father God. Not just any bottled water, but healthy water. Not just any healthy food, Father God. Not just filling up their stomachs, but healthy food, nourishment for their bodies in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you that you hear and you answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Most High God. So, Father, we thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. We plead the blood of Jesus over us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we say that we will be in health even as our soul prospers. That is our desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you know, it takes money to eat healthy. So Apostle Kimberly Daniels, in her book, Prayers That Bring Change, she has a prayer for the economy. So today we're going to say a prayer from her book, Prayers That Bring Change. The prayer is called Prayer for the U.S. Economy. So we're going to pray for our economy today. Father God, we thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name. We repent for man's economy instead of yours, oh God. We repent for following man's economy. Teach us your economy, O God, and give us the strength to follow it, O God, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we have sinned against you and acted corruptly against your word and your will. We repent for not keeping your commandments, O God. Right now, God, we ask for wisdom and guidance in following your economic system. We repent on behalf of the sins of the leadership in the government, stock market, real estate industry, auto industry, and every industry in America. We fall to our knees and cry out in sincere repentance. In the name of Jesus, the foolishness of God is wiser than man's economy, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's economy. We plead the blood of Jesus over every area of economy. May the financial affairs of this land be under the covering and your covering and favor, under your covering and your favor, O God, we bind up every false word spoken out in the mouths of the economists. We bind all negative gloom and doom from the pronosticators. We say that our economy will recover and be greater than ever before. Our homes will appreciate in value, and our stock market will regain its strength and the confidence of investors. Hallelujah. We bind right now the name in the name of Jesus, the spirit of greed operating behind OPEC. Excuse me. This foul spirit will not drive the price of oil back up. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare that we will experience gas prices as low as $1.09 a gallon. We come against the devouring spirits that has been eliminating the jobs in the marketplace. In the name of Jesus, you will not cut the paychecks in the households of America anymore. You will not increase the unemployment rate again. God, we especially pray for those who tithe, pay first fruits, and finance the kingdom. God, keep the business of the believers and give them supernatural increase during hard times. We bind every spirit that will cause the believers to decrease their giving. We declare that the churches will prosper like never before. God, I thank you for witty inventions and emerging industries that will increase new jobs and businesses. I bind the spirit of fear off the leaders in America. I speak confidence, boldness of and faith in the new leadership in America. I bind the spirit of totalitarianism over the financial concerns of America. I decree that one party group or organization shall not control the financial destiny of America. America is the land of milk and honey. I bind jealousy, evil plots, and other negativity that is ignited from the hatred of other countries against America. America is dedicated unto God and abides under the favor of God. The aroma from the cries of the saints is filling the nostrils of God and has his attention. Lord, there are many righteous in America. Excuse me. Have mercy on the economical system, O God. We speak strength to U.S. dollar. We speak strength to the U.S. dollar and command it to reign. We command it to regain what was lost and more in the name of Jesus. We speak strength to the U.S. dollar and command it to regain what it was lost and more in the name of Jesus. We speak balance to the U.S. deficit. I prophesy that the United States will not be bound by the spirit of death. America is prosperous and her cup is full and running over. She has more than enough. Our land is blessed, and we have increase coming in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We lift up our government, and we pray that they will make wise decisions with our natural resources as we seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto us. The real estate market will regain strength, and interest will be conducive to its prosperity. Realistic housing programs will be provided for people in the lower income bracket. They will not be put into temporary situations that will lead to poverty and give them false hope. God, I thank you for the birthing of new entrepreneurs in America who will be godly stewards and submit to the authority of your economy. The wealth of wicked men is being transferred to the just. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, Eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you have prepared for those who love you. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers and healing our land. We praise you and bring prosperity back to our coast. We praise you for bringing prosperity back to our coast. We repent for all our sins that have caused us to lose favor with you. The world will know that you have caused milk and honey to spring up from our land because of the goodness and mercy that is upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, let's continue to feed ourselves healthy food. Drink lots of good, healthy water. You know, all bottled water is not the same. Sometimes we have to, you know, test the water, see which water is good. I was drinking some bottled water, and I kept feeling bad, and I didn't know what it was. And I started eliminating certain things. When I eliminated that water and switched waters, I started feeling really good. My energy level went up, so we have to even be careful about the water we drink. Now, you know, along with water, we really need to give up cold drinks. It's full of sugar, full of sugar. And, you know, sugar just really make our kids kind of wound up, and they can't really think clear. So give them juices. There are lots of healthy juices. Grape juice. There's white grape juice, dark grape juice, orange juice, grapefruit juice, watermelon juice, all kinds of juice that's good for our children. Now, you know, for years, athletes have eaten to win. It is possible for kids to eat to learn. I'm going to repeat that. For years, athletes have been eating to win. It is possible for our kids to eat to learn. You bet some kids' brain foods go, some kids' brain food goes straight to the head of the class. Some kids' brain foods go straight to the head of the class. Leading nutrition research said are learning more every day about the power of certain foods have on growing bodies. Not only can these nutrition all-stars help build a better brain, but they can also supply school-aged children with the focus needed to navigate their timetables. Sit still during story time and have energy for fierce games and a freeze tag. Okay, maybe these brain foods aren't your kids' favorites yet, but if you're willing to be patient and offer them regularly, they soon will be with kids. Nutrition is all about structure and consistency. Once new foods become predictable, they'll come around. So, the best breakfast foods. Breakfast is critical for school-aged children. Research has shown that breakfast eaters do better academically and have fewer behavior problems than breakfast skippers. So, we want to feed our children breakfast every morning. Even if they eat an apple or maybe drink, you know, lots of water, feed them. Don't feed them, you know, high sugar foods. It sets our kids up for the morning energy crash. Right when they are to be, you know, in the middle of a demanding class like math or reading, you know, they need to eat breakfast. Ideal breakfasts offer protein, complex carbs, and are digested more slowly. Some studies have found that such breakfasts not only keep our kids' energy levels stable all morning, but also improve motor coordination. Eggs, you know, eggs have choline in them. That's a vitamin-like substance that is found plentiful in eggs, but also found in nuts. You know, you can give your children nuts for snacks in school. you know, fix their lunch. You can fix like carrot sticks with, you know, real healthy little dips. You can give them little nuts with, you know, a container of nuts and raisins and apples together. Instead of giving them candy bars and donuts, Dunkin', all kind of, you know, sugar stuff. Let them eat healthy potato chips. You know, you want to replace those with, you know, maybe celery sticks with peanut butter or some type of a nut butter, almond butter, or sesame seed butter, something that's more nutritious and healthy for our children. And be careful. Read the label. Certain peanut butters are full of sugar. And so we're defeating our purpose. Our children need brain food to think when they go to school, even in college. Even we need brain food when we're getting ready to go in the morning, go to work. You need food to think about what it is you need to complete every day, what it is you're doing. So let's introduce our children. You know, maybe they don't like eggs, scrambled eggs. They can eat French toast. French toast has eggs in it. Whole wheat bread or you know, check them out. Give them certain foods. Sometimes children are allergic to certain things. So you want to be careful what you're giving them. Well, I thank God for you today. It's almost closing time. Any prayer needs, you can press 1 if you have a prayer need. Or if you'd like to share something quickly, we have a few minutes, so you can press 1. All right. Everybody's quiet today. Okay. We got Sister. Let's see my good friend on here this morning. Hold on. This evening. Hold on. Good evening. Is that you, Brother David? Hold on. All right. Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing, Sister G?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Brother David?
Hey, I'm blessed and grateful. While you were delivering all that powerful information on food, I was eating my peanut butter and jelly on my organic wheat bread, drinking my fruit shake that I have every morning with blueberries and strawberries and all that stuff blended up with my antioxidant and my shot of omega-3 that I put in there.
Hey, man. There's a man who knows how to eat up.
Amen. And you gave me some more powerful health food to eat. I'm going to go and eat some more of that stuff as well. And like you said, we need to make sure our kids eat that stuff so that their brains can function at its proper level and keep their bodies healthy. And
amen.
I just want to thank my God. I mean, you know, I've been through a few things, but they weren't nothing. God was with me all the way. I'm very thankful for the week last week. I'm thankful for every situation I go through, and I'm thankful for every victory, and even the things that I consider not victories are victories. And I just continue to lift other people up in prayer, and that they seek a strong relationship with God. And real quick, I would like to share, first Friday, we're going to be Troy Sneed, National Recording Artist, will be at Greater Bethany Church. I will be doing comedy there. For those who haven't seen my act, it will be a blessing for you to come out that night at 7:30 p.m. October the 5th, which is a Friday. And you'll be able to see myself. You got Prince Wim, Simply Candace, his wife doing poetry. He's a gospel rapper. SMB, he's a gospel rapper. Emma Holmes, Dwayne Cooley, and a whole lot more. And all this stuff is free. Free. You don't pay nothing. And you can bring your kids, your whole family, and let them see the different things you can do for God and still be cool and acceptable and have swagger and all the terms that they're accustomed to. I like to have that church filled to the rafters in there off of Stockton Street. So I just pray for that next Friday night at 7:30.
Okay.
And the address, yes, ma'am, the address is 401 Stockton Street, Greater Bethany. And if anybody need a phone number to dial, it's 904-571-725.
Brother David, for sharing that information with us. All right. Anybody else want to share anything? Press 1. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you. I think mostly everybody up here today is saved. Any backsliders, we just pray that you would repent, get close with the Lord again, start reading the Word, studying the Word, and praying to Father God to forgive us when we just slide off the course and just run back on. You know, we slide off little by little. We just kind of slide. But let's run back into His presence like we are hungering and thirsting for righteousness. So I thank God for each of you today. Anybody, okay, need prayer? Well, Father God, we just thank you for the time that you allowed us, Father God, to be in your holy presence, to come before you with thanksgiving. We are grateful today, Father God. We come with grateful hearts to honor you, O God, to give you glory and praise due unto your name. We thank you that you are holy, righteous, and a majestic Father. We just thank you, Father God, that you are Lord, you are Shepherd, you are King, and there's nobody that can compare to how great you are, how awesome you are, how powerful you are, how mighty you are. And Father, we lift up our children today on Voice to Men, Girls to Ladies, and we ask you, Father, for double time and a half overtime protection for our children, oh God. Father, we thank you that you can protect them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but we are limited. Father, we are limited, but you are the unlimited God. We serve you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We serve you willingly, O God. Forgive us, Father God, for any disobedience in us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we say, have your way today. Have your way as never before in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we appreciate all that you're doing for us in the name of Jesus. We lift up those children, Father God, who are crying out in their hearts for freedom, O God, who are not free in the name of Jesus. Those children who may be suffering in their homes, O God, we bind the hand of the enemy that would try to abuse them in their own homes, O God, in the name of Jesus, that would try to abuse them in the school, that would try to abuse them in the neighborhood. We bind up bullying right now, where children are bullying each other. In the name of Jesus, we say that our children will live out all of their days in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for holy angels dispatched around our children for protection in their home, in the school, everywhere they go. In Jesus' name, we bind the hand of the enemy that will try to strike their bodies with illness. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that our children will begin to eat healthy, begin to drink healthy drinks, healthy water. In Jesus' name, I thank you for safety, protection, guidance for our children. Give our children wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, this is a season where all kind of evil spirits come to lure our children from off the path of life. And we bind that up, that Halloween spirit, in the name of Jesus. We say, go. You will not be with our children. You will not take our children as blood sacrifices. You will not harm our children. And Father, I decree and declare that our children will stay home on Halloween. They will not try to go to any parties or go anywhere, even in school, Father God. I bind the hand of the enemy that will try to put razor blades or poison in their fruit or in their food in any way or cause harm to come upon them in Jesus' name. I thank you that our children will not buy those Halloween costumes that draw all kind of evil spirits. They will not celebrate that holiday, that evil holiday, in any way. And we say, Father God, that our children will celebrate you every day. They will honor you every day. They will give you glory and praise as never before. And I say our children are protected in this season in Jesus' name. And we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for parents watching over their children more carefully as you watch over them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, protect our children in the schools, in the hallways, in the bathroom, in the cafeteria. I say they will not be lured in the bathroom. I bind the hand of the enemy that will try to sell our children drugs. Satan, you've been found out. You will not be in the bathroom. Father, I thank you for sending parents to be on guard in the bathrooms, in the hallways, as our children change classes, oh God. I thank you that our children would not be in the hallways by themselves, oh God. Protect them in the schools on the way home and while they're in school, while they're on the way home, in their homes, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to pinpoint our children, to murder them, to rob them, to harm them in any way. And Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over our children right now, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I thank you that our children are protected of you, oh God. And we bless you. We honor your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. I love each of you. God loves you more. Don't forget, read, study the word daily. Worship and praise him daily. Have a good evening. Love you. Bye.